So what could be a unifying force in Iraq right now? The candidates from the Dawa Party, as George Packer described, have so far been the only leaders post-Saddam Hussein. But former Iraqi Minister of Trade, Defense, and Finance and author of Faisal I of Iraq, Ali Alawi, reminds us that before Saddam Hussein, there was a monarchy in that country. Is it time to take a royal route back to unity in divided Iraq? Ali Alawi says the monarchy may be a long shot, but it's hardly a remote idea. The first king of Iraq was a result of the First World War.
When Iraq was first founded in 1921, it followed a monarchical system. And it seemed to provide the right mix of political cover to create an element of stability in a country that has a very varied population. The monarch that we had was not indigenous. He was from the Hejaz in what is now Saudi Arabia. But he came with a long pedigree and was a person who could unite the various disparate groups in a form of determined but moderate patriotism. And the line that he followed, I think, and the fact that he was not really indigenous is, I think, a positive factor. Now, it's very difficult to recreate the conditions of 1921, 100 years later. But I still think we had a very good start as a country. And it was unfortunately dissipated within a very short order. Monarchy didn't last for more than 30 odd years.
And Faisal was one of the Hashemites, right? Of the same family as the Jordanians?
That's right, yes. I mean, that the branch in Iraq was frankly more important because Faisal himself was a much more significant historical figure than any of his brothers. But because the monarchy in Iraq terminated in 1958 in a bloody coup, people associate the Hashemites only with Jordan.
Who would be the link to that royal tradition who's alive today in Iraq?
Well, there are quite a few people who could be considered as legitimate heirs. The most important one, and he in fact went back after 2003, his name is Sharif Ali ibn al-Hussein. His grandfather was King Ali of the Hejaz. So Faisal was his granduncle. But I'm afraid the monarchical system in Iraq didn't get much traction after 2003. For a variety of reasons, it didn't develop into a popular movement.
Is it possible that, a constitutional monarchy could span the sectarian problems in Iraq in the sense that you'd have a parliament that would reflect Shia and Sunni and Kurdish constituencies, but that it would be united together by some monarch at the top?
Yes, I think, my opinion, it's in fact one of the few formulas that would work in Iraq. And in particular, the ones that was Faisal I and his descendants, including Sharif Ali and others, they bring to the equation some very, very important advantages. One of them is that they are descendants of the Prophet Muhammad and therefore have great religious legitimacy. Secondly, they have been rulers and custodians over the shrines in the Hejaz of Mecca and Medina for nearly 1,000 years before this was taken over from them by the Saudis. So they are probably the most noble family in the Arab world. Thirdly, they practice a very inclusive and open form of Islam, which makes them acceptable to the very large Shia population in Iraq. At the same time, their form of Arab patriotism is very inclusive, so it includes other nationalities. And that formula could work under certain circumstances in a country such as Iraq, but it obviously needs to be brought to the fore so that people can rally around it.
Are you recommending something of a quota system like you would have in Lebanon, where the king would mediate a parliament that would be drawn on constituencies in some sort of proportional representation scheme?
No, not really. I mean, the king in Iraq is drawn from this kind of background, and he has roots through marriage, perhaps, in the country itself. He can transcend the differences and act as a focal point for groups that would normally not be able to coexist. King Faisal I was able to do that. A lot of it depends on the quality of the individual. So we have the possibilities in Iraq of forming a monarchical system that can act as a kind of magnet for all the various groups, because it transcends and does not really belong to each individual and therefore cannot be seen to be partial.
But the takeaway here would be that you have to find someone who is able, in his personal intelligence and charisma and persuasion, to really appeal to the weariness of Iraqis who are tired of what hasn't been able to be done in Iraq, and that is create a secure, safe environment. Someone who can do that could conceivably unite the people you're talking about, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the ground for such a person has to be prepared. I mean, Faisal came as king as a result of a world war and as a result of the partition of the Middle East in various states, and as a result also, frankly, the primacy of British power in Iraq. If you're going to be able to, as it were, produce a king, there has to be some kind of groundswell of support for such a person, and it has to develop and evolve. It could have happened, and it could still happen. But as things stand right now, it seems to be a long shot. The other issue is that as a result of the coup of 1958, where the royal family in Iraq was killed, they developed a kind of political myth that the revolution was a kind of liberating act. In actual fact, the history of Iraq post-1958 has been extremely bloody and violent. But people's mindsets still think of it as a kind of a step up from monarchical feudalism. It wasn't like that at all. So you have to have an element of re-education to be able to create the foundations for the sort of renaissance of monarchy.
Ali Alawi is the former Minister of Trade, Defense, and Finance in Iraq. He's the author of Faisal I of Iraq. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.